Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
When that ETF gets approved for Bitcoin, that's going to be really interesting, because now you're going to have mutual funds, hedge funds, put money into it. I can argue that the S&P is going to have to get better returns going forward after the ETF. We have the halving event and the ETF. Now NASDAQ is going to have to compete to be on par with the Bitcoin ETF. If not, all the money is going to go over to the ETF. So I'm going to be really interested to see what companies get dropped out of NASDAQ and which ones get dropped out of S&P 500 to make the value of those go up as well. So if you're investing for the long term, you're going to win. And how much more evidence do we need? We have 4 years of real-time advice here. If you're new to the show, welcome. VOO. VTI, Apple, Microsoft.
Yeah.
Those only four you need.
I mean, even being added to the S&P, we saw a couple of companies being added. We recently saw Uber, and it was almost like, is it a benefit for a company to be added when we talk about it being part of mutual funds? And what are your thoughts around that?
I think it's amazing. It gives you more exposure. It makes the company have more money deployed into it, because now you're in all these funds and fund of funds, so it does raise the value I know Zoom is going to get dropped out of NASDAQ here pretty soon because they've been underperforming. And that's the great part. We've talked about it since the beginning with an index. It's like an all-star team. If you're not playing up to par, you get removed off of the team and replaced with a better player. Zoom is underperformed. They'll be replaced. But when Uber gets added and there's some others that'll get added in the next 2 years, it will help the company overall. But the one thing I want to stress is you see us do it every week. Like even, okay, we had the show this past week. Tron Rashad came to my event. I came to theirs. They both get on the plane, go home. Rashad 40 into 40, do this. Ask us over liabilities. They probably buy in the waterways and edge water because Joe said something crazy. Keep working. Like, and we will, a lot of people won't talk about it. I talked about it Saturday, but like money won't buy you happiness. But it will bring you some joy to know that you have something going on in your life that you can be proud about.
Yeah.
Keep working, keep firing, keep executing.
That is the key. I was watching, shout out to Mav Carter and Spring Hill, and he had an interview with Kim Kardashian. He was asking about, you know, strategically, like, what was the plan? And her plan was like, do as much as I can right now, because I don't know if this season's going to be, there's going to be a season two. There might not be a season two. So let me take as many opportunities as I can right now, and I'll figure it out. Some of these things will work, some won't, and I'll get better ideas. So how do you become, keep working, right? When you think you're hot, keep going.
Absolutely. Don't take your foot off the gas. Like, and that's the one thing I see across the board. People have some success and get comfortable. It's like, even with the tour coming to the end, I'm like, no, we got to plan the next thing and make this bigger.
Bigger.
Keep grinding, keep deploying capital. And for all my traders, we'll talk about it maybe next week. A lot of the Forex platforms are blowing up, which goes to tell you a lot of people are not winning in some of those cases, and the companies were not managing the funds. We talked about the other prop firms that were blowing up. Things are getting tighter, but guess what? Cost of capital went up, so you can't give customers all this capital. Be very careful.
Be mindful, for sure. All right, let's talk about AI, shall we? So do you think that Google's Gemini will be able to compete for the throne when it comes to AI dominance? Everybody's talked about ChatGPT forever. For the last, you know, year, it seems like that's been a nonstop, you know, conversation is ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, Bart was into the conversation, and there was a variety of other companies that, you know, have come into this conversation. But Google's Gemini, is that going to be something that's going to, you know, take over? Because they're all kind of similar, right? They're all like personal assistant type of ChatGPT chat box type things, right? Similar. So what makes one better than the other? And yeah, why would Google's reign supreme?
I don't know if it would take over the throne, but this is the first one that is like multimodal truly. So in the demo, the guy's like drawing a figure and the AI is telling him in real time what he's drawing. So to be able to take video, see what you're writing, give you feedback, I'm like, oh, this is close to Jarvis from Iron Man. Of course, I'm really big on investing in the leader in the space, but when I saw this, I'm like, this is the first product that Google got right in a long time on its first iteration. Like you said, Rashad, Bard is similar. There's a whole bunch of AI chatbots that are available right now that are basically like knockoffs of OpenAI's ChatGPT. This was the first one that was like a step up. Kind of like when Steph came into the game and he had handles and he can shoot from anywhere. This felt like that kind of evolutionary jump in AI. I don't know if it would take the throne. I haven't had a chance to use it yet, but the demo was pretty amazing. And one thing about Google, whatever they do put in the demo, it usually is, does come to life in the actual product. So I'm excited to see what is there in the future.
I don't know if it takes over the throne. It's probably the best competitor for a number of reasons. I think you spoke about it, that being multimodal, meaning that it can have the ability to compute images, videos, and audio inside of the platform. Mm-hmm. Even when you look at a ChatGPT, yes, it's predominantly language-based, and you can use language, and you can use image, and you can use video, but it has to go through a plugin. And shout out to Keys. I was showing him some of the images that were created in ChatGPT because it was aware of who he was, but you have to use DALL-E 3 in order to
Use
it. And that takes time for it to upload, maybe not like 10 seconds. It takes about 2 minutes, which is still fast. And then you have to use Whisper if you're using audio. Whereas Google has the advantage of having that all in-house. There's no plugin. It's inside of the platform itself. It's seamless,
What it also is inside of is the Google brand, right? So mm-hmm. you can seamlessly see being integrated into YouTube, into Google Chrome, into Google Drive,
Gmail,
all of that. Whereas in ChatGPT, you still, it's a website, it's an app. It's not seamlessly integrated into one thing.
Yeah.
Then you talk about the data and the amount of users. And I was having this conversation. Where were we? Were we on a plane? When I was like, yo, look at how many users that the brand Alphabet has when we look at all of their platform, right? We talk about Android all the time, but
yeah.
you have billions of people on Android.
Absolutely.
You have billions of people using YouTube, and you have billions of people on Chrome. When you take all those data points, can a company like Microsoft, when it comes to Bing, as far as a search engine, compete with it in terms of data?
No,
no way, right? And no. ChatGPT, obviously OpenAI has partnered with Microsoft, and I noticed some the EU was looking into the monopoly that's been created, but they have the data points, and their data is only going to get larger because of the reliance that we have on it as a search engine, but also from the standpoint of a channel, right? It's probably the most popular channel in the world, right? We don't consider it as that, but I mean, when you think about where people are watching things, especially a younger population, it's YouTube. And so they have all these data, they have all these data points and all these points of integration without the use of a plugin. I like them as the best competitor.
And they have what, 35% of all the world using their product in some form? Like, you can't compete against those numbers. And that's why I keep saying the biggest companies on earth are going to continue to get bigger. Somebody this weekend was like, hey, I'm interested in this company. What's the best way to invest in it? I'm like, buy Microsoft or Google, because at some point they're going to buy or have a partnership with them. So the rich are going to get richer. The biggest companies are going to get bigger. But I am excited about this iteration that Google has for the AI product. And I like the name better. Gemini is a little bit smoother than ChatGPT.
The Winklevoss twins are coming into the chat. They're saying, what? Hey, what, Gemini?
Well timed. Well timed.
Now the rollout, the video, they said that wasn't the actual product. That was a bit messy, but we forgive Google for that. We can forgive them.
Like, sometimes you got to swerve into somebody else's lane and take a little bit of, you know, cachet.
Yeah. They mixed it up. That GTA rollout, they probably felt pressure, you know. That's all right.
I had to throw something out real quick.
Flush it out.
Grand Theft Auto.
The number one viewed trailer of all time.
Shout out to.
Really?
Of all time.
What, Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, six.
Yep. Yeah.
Shout out to LeBron, too, and the Lakers for winning the in-season tournament.
You got to get that in there?
Season tournament, yeah.
Nah, shout out. I mean, you can't compete with that, right? The first to ever do it.
MVP.
That's a fact.
Another.
Legendary. This is what, 21st year?
21st year.
That's crazy, bro.
Pretty ridiculous.
That's pretty crazy. Ridiculous.
700 million is ridiculous, too. We'll probably talk about that later. 700 is crazy. Kevin Hundo.
Yes.
He passed LeBron's career earnings in one day.
2024, no back ends. We need all our money up front.
Yo, no net 30.
I don't talk about no splits. No net 30. That's over with. Net
now. Somebody print that up.
Net right now. Yes.
700.
Oh, we're going to tell our audience to never go. Y'all can send as many emails as y'all want to. Net now.
Please.
Respectfully. All right. Let's talk about crypto. XLM, Stellar Loomis. So can you talk about why you like XLM and the possibilities of events after Bitcoin halving?
It's a question that got asked me on Twitter, and I think it's a great question. I'm going to keep hanging my hat on, as I have been, Bitcoin, XRP, and Ethereum. XLM, I think, is cool, but after the halving, I think the price is going to shoot up, of course, but the ETF is going to be the catalyst that matters most. So would there be an ancillary effect where other coins get dragged up as a result? Yes, we've seen that the past 2 or 3 months. But after the halving event, plus when the ETF gets passed, that's when I think Bitcoin is really going to take a rise. I'm really interested to see if they can hit like 66,000 by August or September. If so, they'll be at a good pace to break 100,000 by 2025. And if so, I think it would be off to the races from there. That's a really key resistance point if they'll be able to break through that and stay above that. But XLM, I don't have in my top 8 right now. I'm really just focused on Bitcoin, XRP, Ethereum. But after the halving event, Bitcoin should rise a ton. I'm not the most aforementioned Bitcoin expert. I did call to go to 16,000. I mean, excuse me, 20,000. Double since then. If I made you money, please put yes in chat. We need to stop having conjecture about takes and how things are said. Just did you apply? Did you win?
Conjecture.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Stellar, it's crazy because Stellar was one of those coins that we had in 2017. I remember, I think you was what country? You might have been in Singapore when I called you. Like, yo, we got to get home. You got to get home. There's this thing I got to tell you about. And everybody had been talking about Bitcoin and Ethereum. I'm like, no, there's this other, these are other coins that we got to look into. And Stellar was one of them. So we still have some lumens from 2017. But it's a critical time. There's a lot of, you know, new projects being put into this place. And so Stellar right now is going through probably the most significant upgrade in the history of its coin. You know, they're moving from a new protocol, which is going to allow it to have functionality in terms of making smart contracts, which it wasn't able to do before. And so there's a lot going into that. And if it doesn't work, it's a lot riding on the project. If it doesn't work, forget top eight. We're talking about something that, won't be mentioned, right? Like, there was plenty of news going on. Yeah, I mean, IBM was backing it, and now you don't hear any more news about that. So it's a critical time for Stellar. I'm just holding. Like I said, since 2017, we've had it. If it works, I've seen price predictions going up to 30 cent, which is, I think, 100% increase from where it's at now. So if people are investing in it, or if they have it, hold it. It's a critical time. Over the next 6 to 8 weeks, we're going to see how this protocol gets rolled out. And if they have the ability to make smart contracts, I know there's some NFT innovation that they wanted in the project as well, from everything I read in the white paper. So we'll see. We'll see. If it gets to 20,
IBM is backing it.
Yeah, I haven't heard news about that in a while.
So we'll see.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.